Good evening. I will now call the Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Commissioner Brodsky, may we please have a roll call?
We may. Commissioner Stanton.
Present.
Commissioner Stockton.
Here.
Commissioner Walters.
Here.
Wilson is absent. I am present. Commissioner Dar.
Here.
Commissioner Galway Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Gray.
Here.
Commissioner Ortiz is absent. We have a quorum of seven.
Thank you. Are there any changes or adjustments to the agenda this evening, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Thumbs up approval on the agenda. Unanimous. We all received a copy of the minutes from the April 9th, 2026 regular meeting. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes? Seeing none.
I move to approve the minutes from April 9th, 2026.
Second.
Ooh. Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Dar. Thumbs up approval of the minutes, unanimous with abstentions from Commissioner Stockton and Galway Jones. The only item on our agenda for this evening is a tabling request, case number 91-2026, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants, LLC agent, on behalf of PD and CJ Property, seeking approval to rezone the subject property from Plan Development PD to PD and approval of a site-specific statement of intent, allowing development of 34 multifamily units to be known as Bay Hills PD. The approximately 3.5-acre subject site is located at the property addressed 3 and 21 Grace Lane. A request to table this matter to the May 21st, 2026 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting has been received. This is the applicant's second request to require re-advertising and public notification. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, as described, the request is to extend the tabling from this evening's meeting to the May 21st meeting in order to allow the applicant to resubmit a revised set of plans addressing technical comments and to engage in discussion as it relates to an associated development agreement establishing triggers and contribution requirements associated with the impacts that the development may create. Staff is supportive of the request and will allow us the opportunity to continue to work forward with the applicant.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff on the tabling request? Seeing none, would anyone, this was advertised, correct?
Yes, it was advertised to date certain for today.
If anyone is here to speak on the tabling request, please come forward now. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Are there any commissioner comments on the tabling request? Commissioner Stanton.
I entertain a motion, Madam Chair.
Please.
As it relates to case 91-2026, Northway Corridor, Rolling Hills and Richard Road PD rezoning and plan. I move to table this to date certain May 21st, 2026.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, may we have a roll call on the tabling request?
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Stockton.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Dar? Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
And Commissioner Gray?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. That matter will be tabled to date certain May 21, 2026. That concludes our business for the evening. Are there any members of the public here to make comments of a general nature? Mr. Gebhardt.
Good evening. Pick on you because you don't have anything on your agenda, but
great. You have to state your name and address for the record.
Okay, Gephardt, civil engineer, civil group. I want to bring up an issue with the ADUs in general, and it has nothing to do with Chapter 29. It's about Chapter 12A, which is the stormwater ordinances. A lot of the central city is what they call critical downstream locations, and there's a map that shows those. You can look that up on the website. And there's a policy letter from John Glasscock on that that states what you have to do if you're in a critical downstream location. I don't really want to get into the weeds of the stormwater ordinance, but there is two paths in it. There's a development path and a redevelopment path. most of the inner city would fall under the redevelopment path, except if you're in this critical downstream location area. And if you're there, then you have to not only provide detention for what's there, you have to provide, I think it's 50% more for what you propose. This is going to be an impediment to this type of construction. And it's the ordinance is poorly written in a lot of ways, in that there's some exceptions. When you read through Chapter 12A and the exceptions, it talks about single-family homes are accepted, not part of it. And what that has always been interpreted to mean is, like, if you, at your home, you wanted to put a deck on or a patio on your back, you don't have to follow the stormwater ordinance. And so I would be interested in seeing if you guys would entertain the idea of doing a carve-out for ADUs on this critical downstream location and allow people to build them without this being triggered by it. And it's really this nebulous, it depends on who the staff member is and what we're told and what the project is. If they're tearing down everything and they're rebuilding brand new, you need to provide detention, you need to provide water quality, that's not an issue. What I'm talking about is if you're building another ADU in the back, this could be a pretty large impediment to it. Because when you look at this map, the critical downstream location map, you'll see that there's very little north of Broadway that is not in a critical downstream location. And the critical downstream locations were determined by staff as being tributary to a point that there's a known flooding issue or a known problem. And so what I proposed to staff about 3 months ago was to say, okay, well, we're building this detention and we're overbuilding detention because of this existing issue. So give me relief from that and let me give you the money I would spend on that, and you guys put it in a pot of money to go fix that problem. Because the problems are big enough that not one project can fix it. You know, I can't say, well, I'm going to go down there and replace that pipe underneath Garth because it's a $150,000 project and I can build a detention for $25,000. So why would I do that? But I would give the city $25,000 to go fix that problem, and they could collect that money from people being developed. The downside to my idea is that in the meantime, until the city does fix it, the problem isn't fixed, and there could be more flooding or more severe. So it's not a perfect solution, but if you could think about, you know, how we could maybe carve out so that it doesn't impede this type of what you're trying to promote. Because you guys put a lot of effort into this, and I'd hate to see something that has nothing to do with what you live in. You live in Chapter 29. I live in both 12A and 29. And it's going to, I can see it being a pretty big issue where it becomes where, okay, I'm allowed to do this, and I can do all this, but I can't afford to do this. So. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice night. Any other member of the public comments? Seeing none, we will go to staff comments, Mr. Zinner.
So your next meeting, as I indicated this evening in work session, will be May 7th. It will begin with a work session to which we will begin the conversation as it relates to data center use specific standards as well as specific conditional use criteria. Mr. Kuntz is working on pulling together information that we believe will be relevant. We are probably going to scope more of what we intend on looking at and how we intend on engaging our allied departments. He will be away at a national planning conference for the next week, starting tomorrow, and hopefully this topic obviously will probably be in one of the educational tracks. So he should come back energized with ideas of how others may be approaching this from a national perspective. But this evening's conversation during work session obviously lends me to understand that you as commissioners are also beginning your investigation of this topic, and I think it would be valuable to maybe come not per se loaded for bear for Mr. Kuntz at our next meeting, but loaded with suggestions as to, have you thought about this? Is this an area that may be worthwhile to consider? The process is going to be slow. It'll be arduous. It is the intent that staff will be meeting internally with our own staff in our departments that are going to be most impacted by this industry and this use in order to identify what the metric criteria are that we will expect in an application package. Those will be the use-specific standards. The specific conditional use criteria, on the other hand, will be what we see left on the table that we have not gotten out of the detailed reports of that submission. The package as a whole is the toolbox that the industry will use to ensure that if they are going to make a proposal in Columbia, that proposal is complete enough for it to even be considered. As Mr. Smith noted this evening, the administrative delay will appear for council consideration for first reading and introduction on the May 4th council agenda, with a possible adoption of that administrative delay at the second meeting in May. Initially, there was discussion that that administrative delay would be a maximum of 6 months. After further consultation with our legal department and thinking about all of the parts that are going to go into this, the request is going to be made of council to approve a 12-month administrative delay. As I counted on one hand today, I've got 5 months in the Planning and Zoning Commission. There will be three probably here with you. There will be two with the public on Be Heard, and then we're going to have to come back to you as a follow-up to the comments from Be Heard. That's 6 months right there. We didn't want to be running to do an extension. So we will unpack this slowly and methodically. We intend on probably, it may not be an every work session topic, because as I have stated previously, we don't want to, we're always chasing our tail to try to produce documentation for the next commission meeting, because we are preparing for council meetings in between our commission meetings. So our staff needs time to absorb what you have said during the work session, do some additional research. And so what I'm assuming or believing will end up happening is that we will do work sessions. Every other work session will be related to this topic. And part of this evening's discussion during work session was to lay out what we would be talking about in the in-between times. I have not forgotten, and I have every intention of being able to distribute, which we have not yet, and I want to be very upfront about this with the commission, we have not distributed to our industry partners small lot integration. We have been dealing with our staffing shortages. I have lost another staff member this week. We have been completing interviewing. I potentially have a senior planner candidate that we will hopefully be able to onboard once an offer is made. But that candidate will be basically dealing with our comprehensive planning and our long-range planning functions. So I am still having to fill two planners. So it has been, obviously, as you may imagine, quite an exhausting period of time. That's with budget and dealing with a variety of other topics that we are also managing. I'm not going to give you a time frame, because every time I give you a time frame, I never can meet that, and I get frustrated with myself. What I will tell you is we will get to the small lot integration and the conversation about that as quickly as we can, and I would hope to you that it will be before the end of this fiscal year, which would be the end of September. That will allow us enough time for public comment to come back, internal review of that comment, and then possibly restructuring the ordinance to bring back to the commission for final discussion. Volumes are not getting slower. Mr. Brodsky had raised this at the beginning of the work session. We are still doing a fairly sizable number of concept reviews on an every other week basis. So we have people that are kicking the tires. But the economy and financing and all the other things that are going on right now in our world aren't resulting in a lot of follow through. But we've got a lot of stuff that's in the pipeline that is just one step away. Five cases on your May 21st agenda. There will probably be five. I've got five or six items that have already come in, not all going to the Planning Commission. for my next submission deadline. So we are being kept occupied. In the interim periods of time, I don't like meeting unless we have something to discuss with you, so there may be occasion that we cancel a work session, only because we don't want to burn you out, and we don't want to be trying to burn the candle at both ends on a staff end to try to produce documents to make a meaningful work session. We've got topics. We will start to work down that list. I appreciate your patience, your understanding with this. As we onboard new staff, you will have an opportunity to meet them in work session. We will hopefully be able to get our legs back underneath us and send our ship sailing again down a path of being able to meet deadlines that I have indicated I would like to meet so we can move our program forward. With that being said, we do have a meeting on the 7th, and it will include, as I noted, five total items. There are four public hearing, or there are four public hearing matters, and then there is one subdivision, a preliminary plat, albeit small preliminary plat. It is still the first we have had in months. So that is case 121 at the eastern terminus of Scarborough Drive. Then we have the ADU text change that will be on our docket that we discussed this evening and during work session. We have a major revision, and this is not a rezoning request, and I want to be very clear that it is not a rezoning. This is a plan revision to our property. This is the corner of Scott Boulevard and Water School Road. This is the Copperstone Corner property. The balance of the tract of land that is to the west of the DeVenture site, which we took up about 2 years ago, is being sought to be redeveloped as an assisted senior living center, given that the commercial development for that property is not deemed viable at this point. So that is the major plan amendment. All of the underlying statement of intent provisions generally are being retained. There has been a revision to the traffic study, so there will be some other amendments that will need to be made that go along with this project. But there is no formal rezoning from PD to PD. We're trying to keep all of it within the plan approval that presently exists. And part of the PD designation, as discussed when we did the reapproval of the Copperstone Corner, was because that's what the neighbors wanted. They wanted PD because they wanted additional opportunity to review. The other project that is a new PD rezoning plan and a preliminary plat all in one is west-southwest of 2909 Rock Quarry Road. This is north of the extension of Gray Oak and where Grindstone Plaza Drive intersect. This is a property that has three parcels, or it's comprised of two parcels today, both of which front, in essence, to Rock Quarry Road. The purpose for the PD plan, because this is a multifamily project, is to provide surety to the adjacent property owners along the Rock Quarry Road corridor, which is scenic, of what is going to happen. So this is more of a tactical issue to resolve potential outrage of development in this particular environment. The plan has public road infrastructure installation and is consistent with the general built environment that is further to the south. Multifamily or not multifamily, two-family development to the north of the parcel site is what exists along the Rock Quarry Road corridor. We could have done this property as RMF, so I want to just get out in front of that now. However, due to the sensitivities of this particular environment, the applicant chose to do PD, and I think we will be better served long-term. This is a purpose-built student housing project and therefore probably very limited change associated with the project. So once approved, likely to be developed per plan, just because that is the model that they are using. And then finally, the last project site that we have is a short-term rental. It is at 713 Hilltop Drive. This is an R1 zone parcel of property in East Campus, off of a roadway that one wouldn't claim is a road, but it is, and just happens to be next to a very well-wired-in individual within our community who is the adjacent property owner to the south. So if you all want to look it up on the assessor's records, you'll know exactly what I'm referring to. So this should be a very interesting public hearing. We have already heard from many residents, including the most notable citizen that we have within the community, and at least her husband. So we will stand by for some additional correspondence before we go live with the staff report in about a week. Just so we know where we're talking about, our Scarborough project, our property down off of Vauder, which I believe we're all familiar with, our property there on Rock Quarry, which is an oddly shaped tract of land with an appendage that goes down to the public street of Grindstone Plaza Drive. That is where the public street will connect, and then it curves through the development to Rock Quarry Road, and then our Hilltop Drive project. Text amendment is a citywide amendment, therefore it does not have individualized public advertising. That's all I have to offer. Thank you very much for your time and your attention this evening.
Thank you very much. Are there any commissioner comments this evening? Commissioner Brodsky?
Not so much a comment, but I just want to check something with legal real quick. I don't think this is an issue, but on the minutes, we have two commissioners absent, and two of the commissioners that are here had to abstain from that vote. So we technically only had five votes on our minutes. Is that okay, or does that violate quorum, and we need to revisit that next time?
No, that doesn't violate the quorum. I mean, okay. it's
just want to double check.
Thank you.
Any other commissioner comments? Commissioner Stan?
Madam Chair, I'd like to entertain a motion.
Please do.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Move to adjourn by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Without objection, we stand adjourned.